Thank you for calling Seeing Our Solution. This is Tequila speaking. How may I assist you?
Hi, this is Laura with American Home Shield. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
Good, good there. I sent over a work order yesterday for an install on a cooktop and an oven. And the homeowner's telling me that she was told that it would be 3 days before she would even get a call. So I wanted to check into that.
I think she just recently called over here about that.
Did she? Okay, I don't know what time
she called. And a technician isn't assigned to her ticket as of yet.
Not assigned. So when will it be assigned?
It do take us 24 to 48 hours for a technician to be assigned to her ticket. Now, also, I think she was the customer that advised me that they have to come out. I don't think is it an installation?
Right. It's for two items, and this has been an ongoing issue. I mean, the homeowner's been dealing with it since January.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, it was going to Capco. They agreed to do the modifications for both the oven and the cooktop. And for some reason, they kept saying they weren't getting the oven work order. So I specifically made sure that I placed two work orders, and I cross-referenced the oven one with the cooktop. So I want to make sure that both of them are going to Capco so that
mm-hmm.
we get this done and get her done and over with, because this is, like I said, has been going on since January. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's just been a nightmare for her, for us, for I'm sure for you guys, for as many times as we're calling, and she's probably calling and stuff. So I just want to try and get it resolved for her. So should I wait till like tomorrow, tell her to wait till tomorrow, and then we'll see if hopefully that gets assigned? Or?
Yes, ma'am. And sometimes American Home Shield don't know some of the areas that they be assigning these technicians to these customers. Sometimes when we do reach out to the technician to get the customer scheduled, the technician be like, we don't even service that area. I don't service that area.
Well, and Capco's been out there already because they were out there originally, and they agreed.
Well, we're actually, we're seeing our solutions. And where she's located again?
She's on Aliso Viejo, California, 92656.
And what technician came out there?
Capco was the company.
They came out there to do the installation.
Yeah, you guys had signed them. Yeah, to do the get the installation done the first time and to do modification. She's like, she didn't want to pay for modification, so that delayed her even some more. So finally we said, okay, we'll help you out with some of that, even though it's not a covered item, but just to get this done. And then somehow it got transferred out to a different company, and they won't do the modifications. But since that company already agreed with the homeowner to do modifications for a certain price, I'd really
What's that company called again?
It's Capco, C-A-P-C-O, I believe.
Okay. We don't even have a technician that's called Capco.
Why not? Let's see.
We don't have nowhere in, say, Capco.
Well, because when I had called back here, let me find my notes here. I know I had talked to somebody here, and they told me, I know, there's so many notes here. Let me find that here, because I know I talked to somebody. Yeah, and she even, okay, because I talked to Krista back on 3/13, and she told me what the modifications were. Because she even told me there's a cooktop cut out 27 by 19 by 5. Need two tile and wood cuts for 240. Reconfigure pipework for 45. Oven needs two cabinet fills for 118. Total of $403 in mods. So she said that's.
And I remember when she was telling me about Capco, and I was like, I don't even know who that is. Like, I don't even know what company that is. That's no company that we. That we deal with.
Okay, well, somebody out there, like I said,
it's not with CNR Solution. And you said she's, what about what state she's in?
She's in California.
No, we have four different technicians in the California area. We have one in San Diego, one in Los Angeles, Santa Cruz, and Stockton. And neither one of those are Capco. The one in San Diego is called Pacific Express. the one in Los Angeles, Kyle Cruzman Installation, the one in Santa Cruz called Superior Appliance, and the one in Stockton is called Pacific West. We don't have anything in our in that area that I don't even know who Capco is.
All right. Well, I know when I talked to Krista on 313, then can you tell me who the company that was signed up right before then? Because she's the one that gave me what it was noted in your guys' notes of what needed to be done. Can you tell me what company that is then?
I can't pull up anything. I can't even pull up the customer order or dispatch number. When I put the dispatch number in, it's not giving me anything.
Okay. What about like the phone number?
I tried the customer telephone number, and that did nothing for me. And those are the only two things that we can try in our system to pull up the account.
Okay. So what do I need to do? Call back tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am, to see if it's in our system. But if it's not, then that means that a technician wasn't assigned to that ticket.
Okay. Yeah, this is All right, well, I'll just keep calling every day until we get this figured out because I don't want this to be done. I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand that. I do understand that because I have other campaigns that I have to do. And, I mean, I tell you, these customers I have to deal with a lot. Mm-hmm.
I know. Usually it's not this difficult, but I know this is one. I just want it to be done. It's like a bad penny that won't go away.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, all right. I'll call back tomorrow to see if it's been assigned and so we can see if we can figure out what the heck.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Thank you for
your time.
You too.
All right.